The fire remains a big one and dangerous, with half of the BWCA still closed and a small area outside of its boundaries with homes evacuated. But Fire Public Information Officer Doug Anderson says chilly temperatures and rain have knocked it back, with 19% contained. 600 firefighters from around the country are using helicopters, bulldozers, and even 76 canoes.
Yes, we've got an interesting mix of equipment on this fire. People on the north end of the fire are paddling in and setting up camp, and they're going to be in there for 14 days straight, and they're using pumps and hoses, chainsaws and that to create fire line. Same time, we've got helicopters working the south side of the fire. Part of the fire on the south side that has burned out of the wilderness, so we can use dozers on that area.
Anderson says 2 days of rain beginning tomorrow should also help. So for now, no more smoke and ash will float over Wisconsin.
That was a huge blow-up that we had on Monday. It hasn't happened in Minnesota in 80 years or so. With the northwest winds, that's why we were dumping ash on Wisconsin. But now the fire is not smoking much at all.
The fire started August 18th from a lightning strike. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.